This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh passed away in Delhi today at the age of 92. He had been receiving treatment for age-related medical conditions and experienced a sudden loss of consciousness at home. Resuscitative measures were immediately initiated and he was brought to the medical emergency at AIIMS New Delhi at 8:06 p.m. AIIMS Delhi stated that despite all efforts, he could not be revived and was declared dead at 9:51 p.m. Dr. Manmohan Singh retired from the Rajya Sabha in April this year after serving for 33 years. Born on 26 September 1932 in a village in the Punjab province of undivided India, he served as India's 13th Prime Minister from 2004 to 2014. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep grief at the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. In his message, Prime Minister Modi said that India mourns the loss of one of its most distinguished leaders. He noted that Dr. Singh, rising from humble origins, became a respected economist. Mr. Modi said he served in various government positions as well, including as finance minister, leaving a strong imprint on India's economic policy over the years. He also praised Dr. Singh's insightful interventions in Parliament and his extensive efforts to improve the lives of people during his tenure as Prime Minister. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also expressed grief at the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. In his message, Mr. Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. He said that the Padma Vibhushan awardee, an architect of India's economic liberalisation, boldly steered India through a critical transition, opening new pathways for growth and prosperity. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children, who hail from 14 states and union territories, were recognized for their accomplishments in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee received a medal, a certificate and a citation booklet. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, President Murmu said such talented boys and girls will become the builders of a developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government's biggest focus in policy is empowering the youth. Addressing Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the world looks at India with hope and expectations because of the power of the youth. He stressed that all policies, whether for the startup ecosystem, space economy, sports, manufacturing industry, skill development or internship schemes, are youth-centric and aimed at benefiting young people. Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah chaired a review meeting of Bharatiya Beej Sahakari Samiti Limited, BBSSL, in New Delhi. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Shah set a target for BBSSL to connect with an additional 20,000 cooperatives by the year 2025-26. He said that the Bharatiya Beej Sahakari Samiti Limited has a crucial role in realizing the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi and empowering farmers. BJP today accused the Karnataka Congress of sharing distorted map of India on its social media, excluding Aksai Chin and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, as part of the party's working committee in Belgavi. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the opposition party had done similar things in the past as well, and now it has become clear that the Congress has connections with the power that is trying to break India. Japan Airlines flight operations were affected this morning after a cyber attack caused a system malfunction. The airline said it led to the cancellation of several domestic and international flights and more than 60 delays. In the Santosh Trophy football, West Bengal defeated Odisha 3-1 in the quarter-final to qualify for the semi-finals of the 78th National Championship at Hyderabad's Deccan Arena today. After Odisha started off brilliantly with Rakesh Oram giving them the lead in the 25th minute, the record 32-time champions West Bengal put a stop to their progress. And that is the end of this news bulletin.